Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, as you get ready for the Islanders here tonight, I know that you've liked a lot of what your team has done here over the last four games. Focusing on the positives against Los Angeles, what did you like most about the way that your team played and you try to carry that over?
Well, you know, we certainly stayed with the game when we got behind. Eventually got to our game, got the lead, and now you're halfway through the game and you're feeling better about, you know, everybody in the lineup doing their job. Third period, when you have the lead, it was really early lead, right? Brando, we got a bit of a break, goes in off their guy, but we played the right way after that. We managed pucks, stayed out of the box, created enough offense to extend the lead without being risky. And a lot of things we did in Florida, and we still almost went right down to the wire. And then LA gets that, you know, again, the goal from the point. So I think what's happened is it's one of those stretches of the year where pucks are finding their way in. And not necessarily bad goals on the goaltender, but they're just finding their way in, and you just need the save, right? That's timely saves. You talk about it. Tough shots, medium shots, whatever, screen shots. You just need that timely save. You know, fortunately against Florida, we built enough of a lead. The other night, not quite. I think you got to give Quick some credit for their win because he held that at a one-goal game, gave their team a chance to tie the game, and they did.
Watching Charlie McAvoy play, it really seems like he's coming now. It looked like he had a real solid game. You've moved him around. So what are some of the pros and cons in your mind playing with Z as opposed to maybe playing with Torrey or even Grizz?
Well, with Z, there's a mentorship going on there for a while. And we also, you know, Charlie gets the lion's share of the team's best line. So is that ideal for him at his age when you have a Brandon Carlo? Similar, a little bit older, but similar, younger guy, but more of a matchup guy. So we've gone back and forth to balance the assets or the attributes, sorry, of each player. Carlo with Krug allows a little more of a puck mover for Brandon when, you know, he gets, you know, rattled with the puck. And Charlie helps Z in those situations as well. And then Brandon obviously compliments Torrey if he wants to go. And same with Z with Charlie. So that's some of the thinking of why they originally were together. And then now you move Charlie away from Z, doesn't have the tough matchups, plays with Torrey. So now maybe you got two puck movers and you lose that element with Brandon and Z, but you get the shutdown pair. So there's always a trade-off. There's no perfect chemistry, in any situation. And that's what we've done to free up Charlie to maybe worry less about the defensive assignment and more about getting going and being the second layer on offense. And sometimes he gets a few easier breakouts with Torrey that allows him to free up to beat his forward up ice, to be the late guy. And so there's, you know, two or three different things that go into it, and that's pretty much it, how we've decided. And we just felt Charlie, you know, was maybe getting frustrated not getting as many offensive touches or opportunities, and this allows him to do that.
As a coach, are you a coach that would rather have your set lines and not have to worry about it? And how much of a challenge is it? Because it seems like you're doing a lot of changing in game as it goes along.
Well, I think all coaches would like consistency, so would the players, but it's the hand you're dealt sometimes. I think for me it's easy to do it because I grew up in the American Hockey League, spent most of my years there, and you're always managing different players coming and going, call-ups, guys that you've asked to put in certain situations because of their development and et cetera, for the good of the organization and maybe less so for the line or the team that particular night. You're there to develop players in a winning environment, so you're moving pieces around. So I've always been comfortable with it. I think it's sometimes the players do appreciate it. They get an opportunity to get bumped up. It does create some internal competition. If you're able to, I remember last year, we moved Wagner up around this time maybe, and he all of a sudden started scoring a bit. He appreciates that. You know, it's checking, it's blocking shots every night, but injuries kind of dictated that. And so now you know you have that in your back pocket. So if, you know, one night one of your skill guys isn't going, it's like, hey, you know what? You don't want to play tonight? We'll move Wags up, and you're comfortable knowing that he's going to give you some good minutes up there. And hopefully it's a motivator for the other player. Like, I want my spot back. So there's a little bit of that goes involved. I wouldn't call it head games. It's just honesty. Hey, you don't plan, we'll put someone else up there to do it. And so I think I've always managed my bench that way. And I always try to get back to the original, what I feel is our best chance to win the best lineup and give a guy a second chance to sort of earn his way. So that's how I've always handled it, right or wrong. And like I said, I think a lot of nights players appreciate the opportunity to go up. Maybe less so, they don't appreciate being sat for a little bit. But, you know, that's hockey.
Last question for you on the New York Islanders here today. I know they gave up 8 the other day against Nashville, but why are they so stingy defensively?
Well, it's in their DNA. Barry Trotz is great at his style of play. There's 1-1-3 through the neutral zone. So, typically they'll always have at least three guys back. Their D are rarely leading the rush. Certainly Nick Leddy, when he gets going, can push the pace. But in general, they have that back layer of three. So you're not going to get very many odd man rushes. If you do, it's a D coming late. So it's usually a shot from a little farther out. So that's one thing. The high danger chances are limited. So you got to make sure you take advantage of your ozone time. And that's just built in. It's four lines. It's 6D, and they're expected to play the same way. That's and Lou Lamoriello, the GM, right from Jersey as well. So you get two of that kind of mindset in there, and it's been successful for them. They score enough goals to win. They're not as dangerous as some teams you play offensively. That's the downfall of that, is they don't have as many people involved in offense, but defensively that's what makes them go.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Islanders are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.